91X News.
It's zero and cloudy at noon in the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Myers Creek Secondary School is the new name for Belleville's new high school. The new name comes about after Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board consolidated students from Moira Secondary School and Quinty Secondary School for the September 2018 school year. The Myers surname has a historical connection to the city, as John Walden Myers was a prominent industrious who settled in the Thurlow Township in the 1790s. He built a homestead, mills, and a trading post near the mouth of Myers Creek. The community that developed became known as Myers Creek, which was later renamed to Belleville in the early 1800s. The Quinty West Detachment of the OPP has received reports of a person or persons representing themselves as Canada Revenue Agency agents, as well as automated recordings of persons representing themselves as CRA agents. The OPP would like to remind people that these phone calls soliciting money from the CRA are in fact scams. A statement from the CRA website states, "Taxpayers should be vigilant when they receive, either by telephone, mail, text message, or email, a fraudulent communication that claims to be from the Canada Revenue Agency, requesting personal information such as social insurance numbers, credit card numbers, bank account number, or a passport number." Toronto police say two people have been shot in a North End mall. They say the injuries are not life-threatening, but police responded to Lawrence Square Plaza after reports of a shooting inside the mall and says it appears multiple shots were fired. Investigators say one victim was found at the mall and another was found elsewhere. Police say the victims are not cooperating with investigators. Officers are searching for suspects who fled by car. Police say they are investigating after a man's body was found in a Mississauga park early Tuesday morning. Peel Regional Police say the death has been deemed suspicious. They say they were called about a dead body at about 8 a.m. They say the park has been closed off for investigation. Provincial police say 1,800 animals were inside a barn that caught fire in Perth, Ontario on Tuesday morning. They say firefighters from three departments responded to the fire, which broke out just before 6 a.m. Police didn't immediately have information about the condition of the livestock. They say the cause of the fire is unknown. A new study on grizzly bears and roads has come to some conclusions that could have big implications for resource industries. Scientists at the University of Alberta used DNA markings to study the movements of grizzlies over 8,000 square kilometers of wilderness in southern BC. Biologist Clayton Lamb says he and his colleagues made two main findings.
Three of the things that we learned were that heavily roaded areas reduced grizzly bear density, closing roads to the public restored bear density in some small areas that this was done. Maintaining these sort of large roadless areas and productive bear habitat is basically the critical metric that we need to maintain grizzly bear populations.
U.S. President Donald Trump might soon receive a request to speak with the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press that special counsel Robert Mueller's team has been discussing with Trump's lawyers the prospect of an interview with Trump. Pierre Thomas reports it would not be surprising that investigators would ultimately speak to Trump, given his role in several episodes under scrutiny by Mueller.
The Trump legal team is going to have to be careful. This is a way for Mueller to get the president on the record and ask questions not only about allegations of Russian collusion generally, but there could also be a lot of specific questions, including what the president knew about that Trump Tower meeting with the Russians and his role in crafting Don Jr.'s misleading statement about that Trump Tower meeting.
The rival Koreans took steps today toward reducing their bitter animosity during rare talks at a border village. Martha Raddatz reports North Korea has agreed to send a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea.
For the first time in 8 years, North Korea agreed to send its athletes, a figure skating pair, and maybe more, to the upcoming Olympic Games, as well as a cheerleading group and a performance troupe. South Korea even wants to enter the Olympics opening ceremony side by side with the North Korean team.
Syria's military says Israel has launched missiles targeting military outposts and claims that the Syrian Air Force shot down one of the Israeli jets. Jordan Miller has more.
The Syrian army claims Israel carried out a series of strikes overnight, damaging an arms depot at a military base in the suburbs of Damascus. The strikes allegedly began at 2:40 a.m. local time and included both Israeli airstrikes and surface-to-surface missiles. Local residents reported hearing explosions past 4 a.m. The military base targeted is believed to house long-range Scud missiles for the Lebanese-based Shiite terrorist group Hezbollah. The Israeli army is not commenting on the incident. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A Canadian professor's 10-year-old book is back on the bestseller list, and he has Donald Trump to thank for it. University of Toronto professor Randall Hassan published a book in 2008 titled Fire and Fury, The Allied Bombing of Germany, 1942 to 1945. Last week, Hassan says he was at a conference in Washington, D.C., when he joked to colleagues about having the same title as the hottest book on the market, Michael Wolff's tell-all book about U.S. President Donald Trump, also titled Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. Wolff's book portrays Trump as a leader who doesn't understand the weight of his office and whose competence is questioned by his aides. On Friday, after Wolff's book was released, Hassan says he logged onto Amazon after a few glasses of wine and found his own book, had made it onto the three bestseller list. Hassan says he's not sure what prompted the higher sales, but he hopes that people who bought his book by mistake read about the horrors of war, which he thinks is especially important for Trump supporters to understand. That's QNET News on 91X to 1208. Sports is next.
Finding a career you love starts with the right education. Loyalist College has more than 30 full-time programs beginning this January. Prepare for a rewarding career in health sciences, media arts and design, and the skilled trades. Did you know? Graduates of the General Arts and Science program at Loyalist become teachers, social service workers, correctional officers, retail managers, and entrepreneurs. Enter the workforce with confidence. Visit loyalistcollege.com. Loyalist College, you're going places.
Now for sports. Artem Perini scored in overtime as the Columbus Blue Jackets came from behind to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 in the only NHL game of the night. Here's Bob McElliott with the final call.
Here comes Panarin up the ice. Does he have any gas left in the tank? He's got a man fresh off the bench, and he finds that man. That's Werenski. Puts it in front. Panarin shoots, and he scores. And I got two words for you. Game over.
The Raptors guard Kyle Lowry will be reevaluated today after suffering an acute back spasm last night in Toronto's 114-113 overtime win in Brooklyn. Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey says Lowry is pretty reckless with his body on the floor, but that's what makes him successful.
He reminds me a lot of Gary Payton, who threw his body around, and he has to play that way to be effective, and we love it when he does, because he was in there getting rebounds over there, you know, over their guards, and he got clipped on that one, but hopefully he's okay.
Concussions expert Scott Delaney has found that professionals and university athletes are both reluctant to report concussions to doctors. His study of Canadian Football League players showed that hiding concussions from medical personnel is common. Delaney says the same results were found in a study 2 years ago on student athletes.
University athletes who have no financial gain involved in this, there's no salary for them. they're hiding their concussions just as often and for just the same reason. So this issue of hiding concussions and why it happens is not a professional football issue. It's a sport issue.
Jaguars defensive end Yannick Ngakoue says, whatever Buffalo Bills guard Richie Incognito was trying to accomplish didn't work. The Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end stood by his tweet accusing Incognito of using weak racist slurs during their playoff game. But the second-year pro declined today to provide more details about what was said. Ngakoue says slurs have no place on the field of football.
Yeah, man, I've been playing this game since I was a little kid, man. So you hear all type of stuff. You know, stuff's not going to bother you when somebody says something about your ethnicity. You know, that's really, you know, kind of taking a little bit too far. I'm all with trash talk. It's about the game. It's part of the game, but you can't say certain things.
In local sports, the Coburg Cougars won last night against the Kingston Voyageurs with a score of 4-1. In the NHL tonight, 5 of 7 Canadian teams play. Those games include the Vancouver Canucks versus the Washington Capitals and the Winnipeg Jets versus the Buffalo Sabres at 7. The Chicago Blackhawks visit the Ottawa Senators at 7:30. The Edmonton Oilers face off against the Nashville Predators and the Calgary Flames head to Minnesota for a game against the Wild at 8. Tomorrow, the two Ontario rivals face off as the Ottawa Senators visit the Air Canada Centre in Toronto for a game against the Leafs. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors play host to the Miami Heat at 7:30 after their close one-point win in overtime over the Nets yesterday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville is today will be mainly cloudy with a high of 0. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of -8. At 12:12, it's 0 and cloudy. QNET News on 91X, on the air and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr, News on 91X, next at 1.